Kilayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1. The Mishnah for the next four Mishnayos will discuss the question of how one moves his organic waste to his fields, where it has to go ultimately for storage, without appearing to be fertilizing his fields. Now, fertilizing is an issur d'rabbanan on Shvi'is, not one of the four prohibited activities, but it certainly is an activity which is there to improve your fields for growing things, and therefore one may not fertilize fields on Shvi'is. The problem is that fertilizing is simply putting out into your fields that which you have to put in your fields because it's your private composting slash dumping ground. What makes things worse is that the kind of waste that they have is really two basic varieties. The first we'll call composting. I mean, they didn't have a disposable society where their garbage is filled with plastic and, you know, cardboard boxes. But they certainly did have leftover rinds and peels and seeds, etc., bones that they had to put somewhere and didn't have municipal garbage collection. So therefore, they had to put it in their backyard. But that, we'll call that composting. That composting is exactly what they use in their fields to fertilize their fields. Similarly, they had animals, and the animals produce dung, and it's the dung that's used as the fertilizer. So whether you're spreading the dung on purpose or leaving the animals just simply to do their business, and by the animals doing their business around the field, that's what fertilizing is, you have the problem that normal daily activities of life, both just removing, you know, composting into your fields behind your house, let's say, or letting your animals be penned up and doing their business, which is effectively fertilizing your fields, are things that you would do anyways, but they look like you're fertilizing. And therefore, the Mishnah is going to put on a number of restrictions on how one goes about doing these regular daily activities of letting animals be penned up, despite the fact they're making, you know, dung in your fields, and also removing organic material that has waste in your home or in your chatzer, in your courtyards, to the fields in a way that doesn't appear that you are fertilizing. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that the reason why we're going to go to such lengths again here is because there were so many people who were cheating the system in the time of by Shani and saying they were just innocently doing whatever they were doing, when in fact they were really developing their fields and growing things during Shemitah. So therefore, Chazal went to great lengths to prohibit a person from cheating the system or even looking like he's cheating the system. With that said, the Mishnah now in the next four Mishnahs discusses how one goes about doing these things. And the first of the four questions is simply when. When may one take the pile of garbage that's developing in his chatzer, in his, you know, in his home and in his courtyard, and move that as like a compost heap into the field, because that is indirectly, effectively fertilizing. And although it's not intended to be fertilizing, it's maris ayin, it looks like you're fertilizing. So the Mishnah says, me'emesai motzi'in zvalim la'ashpos. From when may one remove, that's motzi, to take out, zvalin, zevel is one's waste, organic waste, that's going to go in the backyard, la'ashpos. Now, ashpatos. An ashpa is a garbage pile that they would have. Don't think of it as a municipal gigantic dump, you know, with thousands of, you know, people's garbage together. No, it's your private garbage that's piled in the back of your field. That's your ashpa. So from when may one bring his organic waste, his composting, etc., and put it into the fields, into the waste piles in the fields? Me sheyifseku ovdei avoda. From when those who are doing similar work, meaning people who are not Jewish, let's say, who are fertilizing their fields, stop doing their fertilization. If no one else is fertilizing because the rains have stopped, the ground is hardened, there's no point in fertilizing anymore, so then you can move your organic waste into your fields because it doesn't look like you are fertilizing. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's shita. The Bar Tanura brings a second girsa, which is not ovdei avoda, one's doing their work, but rather ovrei avera, those who are transgressing and doing prohibited activity of fertilizing, but it's the same time. It's when people are no longer fertilizing. So Rav Meir says that's the shita, simply when people stop fertilizing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishi Yivash Hamatok, once the matok dries up. So a different pshat on what this is referring to. The Bar Tanura's simple understanding is we're talking about the dung itself. When the dung dries up, so then no longer effective as a fertilizer, and therefore you can move it out into the fields. There are other pshatim given what matok refers to, either maybe it's crevice in the ground that has water for the longest part because water pools there, or maybe it's a particular kind of gourd that called matok, which is actually very bitter. Whatever the case, when things dry up and it's no longer effective to fertilize the field, that's when you can move fertilizer, would-be fertilizer, compost, and other, you know, organic waste into the field. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishi Yikasher. The word kesher is to be a knot. So yikasher means to become like knotted up, clumpy. And if it's referring to the dung, it means the dung is beginning to harden because it's drying out and kind of clumping together. Whatever the case is, all three of these different shiurim, meaning the Tanakhama's pshat, when everyone stops, the Rabbi Yehuda's, that's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda who says when the matok dries up, and Rabbi Yossi who says when it becomes knotted, it's all basically the same time, and therefore it's much of a muchness, not a big machlokas, and in fact the Bar Tanura doesn't even say who the halacha follows. It's all more or less the same. Once it's no longer effective to fertilize fields because everything's dried up, then you may move your composting and other organic material into the fields.